In the 1850s, Sonoma County's river town of Petaluma was a place full of activity and commerce. It was the county's most populous city, with over 10,000 people. And some might say the independent and free-thinking pioneers that first settled there were a bit disorderly.
There's a lot of kind of drinking going on. You've got these theatrical circuses and hawkers and peddlers coming through town that need to be organized and licensed and regulated.
That's Ariel Lehman, public historian with the Petaluma Library and Historical Museum. She's gleaned tidbits and facts about the city's history from archival and corporation documents, firsthand testimonials, and newspaper clippings. Lehman says the road to getting order and structure for the town of Petaluma was a rocky one. There were many folks who enjoyed the freedom of living in the Wild West.
They sort of had this mindset that, you know, we've come out here to make it on our own. So they kind of felt like if we've made it this far, you know, we can do whatever we want. We don't need the government telling us what to do.
But others in the town thought the opposite. People like Thomas L. Thompson, a young entrepreneur and publisher from Virginia. He wanted to civilize Petaluma. One way he did that was by holding intellectual lectures. But Lehman says no one actually came to his first talk.
And he was so angry about it, he wrote a really scathing article in his newspaper about it, kind of chastising the intellectual well-being of Petaluma. And as a result, then the next lecture that was done, it was a packed house. Everybody came.
Lehman says Thompson and his newspaper, the Petaluma Journal and Sonoma County Advertiser, were instrumental in helping Petaluma become an established city. Thompson and others had to convince at least 51% of Petaluma voters to approve an incorporation act. They finally did that on April 12, 1858. And most records after incorporation show that this was the right move. Take this testimonial from a Petalumite in 1859, who was quoted as saying,
"Petaluma had taken on the aspect of a freshly painted New England village, breathing the air of prosperity and home comfort." So that might just be good advertising on the part of Petaluma, but most of the record does paint incorporation as having been a very positive step that Petaluma took.
Lehman says after this, Petaluma was able to create a city council, address crime with a real police force, regulate commerce, and begin levying taxes on its residents to keep up with things like infrastructure and other concerns, like the dog tax, described in a city document as a way to control unruly dogs that were known to kill cattle.
And so they had to enforce this dog tax to try and get people to watch after their dogs more, but also to use that money to pay back all the farmers who'd lost their cattle to these, you know, these bands of dogs that were just running free throughout the town.
Lehman will be presenting a talk that illuminates more about this and other aspects of pioneer life in Petaluma this Saturday at the Petaluma Historical Museum. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.